Hello, how are y'all? Welcome to SW Live Podcast. It is Wednesday, April 12th, and we are in the second week, so y'all know what time it is. It is time for Gen Z. Gen Z, what's up?
Hello.
Hello.
What's happening?
How are y'all?
How everybody doing?
Good. Long survive.
So with it being a long week, I was going to jump into going around and ask how everybody is. So I'm going to go ahead and just do that now, since, you know, we got the long week, we got survival. E over here, like, you know, she just pushing through. What's up? Jay, how you going?
My week been okay. We just living.
You just living. You a monster living too. So anybody want to tell me like what's going on? What's anybody want to get started on the conversation of how we going, inshallah?
Probably it didn't really go as expected. I was supposed to sign up for like more colleges and stuff, and like fill out more college applications and form and scholarship form and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But I'm still, it's still in the back of my head, and I'm still, you know, still a point of interest that as soon as possible. So that's just what my week been looking like.
So does that mean you're thinking about it still? You haven't decided?
Yeah.
Okay.
I decided.
You decided?
Like
on college? Yeah. Oh, no, I haven't. I'm just
applying to different ones. Okay. Erica,
what about you? We can't hear you, E. At all. I can't hear you at all. My week been awesome. I missed
2 days of school. That made it awesome. I missed 2 days of school.
Wow.
So what have you been able to do?
Missed 2 days of school. That's the best thing in the world.
So anything else? Anything else you
getting prom together?
You excited about that?
Yes.
Okay. All right, Nico.
This is a long week in general. Like, it's only Wednesday, but like for me, a lot of my days is running in. So I feel like I've been up for like 2 days. That's all. I'm just tired.
You're just tired. So with you being tired, does that affect? How does that affect how you move? How you interact with people? How do you work? How does your tiredness make you feel?
It doesn't really affect like my interactions or like my day per se. It's just once like I get settled, they all catch up.
Gotcha. So,
like I just feel burnt out basically. Gotcha. It's a little cat nap type thing.
So that's what you mean, a little cat nap?
I was about to sleep.
That's what
you what? I was in the car to sleep, yeah.
That makes sense. You're working, you're doing a lot, you're going, you're keeping it going. Okay. All right. So, Jay, anything you want to add to it? I know I started with you, but you just, you know, pretty much just ran through it real quick. Anything you want to add to that?
No, just trying to finish the semester.
That's enough. That's enough. All right, so y'all know it's another wonderful week of Gen Z, and they're gonna come in tired from that time, they're gonna come in excited, they're gonna come in living life. So that's what we're gonna do. We're gonna continue to keep it real over here. It's that we live, I don't know about y'all, but in the heart of everything, what you see is what you get. So welcome to a new show, welcome to a new topic. And I wanted to watch us on television today, but I don't know what's going on with my TV and you know, whatever. But they do that. Oh, okay, but I'll be able to do it. Yeah, let me be great. So, with that being said, because we still celebrate 4 years over here, we still on the 4-year anniversary month. It's April. We on the 4-year anniversary month, y'all. So like once again, give it up for SMB Live for 4 strong years. But also in the wake of bringing in the 4 years, we brought in a whole new segment. So that just made it even more influential and really, really great. So I'm super excited about today's topic. We're gonna be talking about health and relationships, and especially amongst the youth. And it's gonna be, I think a lot of them have the same mindset until we drop some of these scenarios. But even within the scenarios, we're still gonna talk about how toxic relationships. We're gonna talk about signs of going into an unhealthy relationship and things of that nature. Y'all gonna be pretty much handling the conversation because like a lot of times you may not have been in a toxic relationship, but you know somebody that has, or you've been around people that have dealt with certain situations that were toxic. So with that being said, we're gonna get into the show. And of course, we gotta do our quote of the day. Y'all see that? Y'all can't see that, right? All right, the quote of the day. Good relationships are no accident. They are a work of joy and a work of art. So basically, it's telling us that you got to work at having a good relationship. You got to work at a healthy relationship. What do y'all feel about that quote? How do you feel that that's true? Do you feel like it's not? Do you feel like it could be more expounded upon?
I agree. Good relationships aren't accidents. But they're also working. You just can't. Because to get have a good relationship, you have to build towards it. So whether that relationship means trust or honesty or respect, it always builds it towards something. It's not an accident that it's a relationship.
Okay.
I agree as well, because a good relationship can also be based on like y'all morals and principles. Like how you were raised or how they were raised. And that doesn't just have to be like, you know, a relationship with us. That can be friendships too.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree as well. I would like for someone to just drop into my life. You know, everything would be great. That's the ideal scenario.
Mm-hmm.
But in reality, you gotta put in work to with the person that you're trying. Yeah, I agree. It takes a lot of work. You can't just sit there and expect things to. You can't expect a person to, you know, change if you don't voice your grievances with how they are. Just because you won't have a problem with the way someone is doesn't mean you should like break up with them or anything. If you really want a relationship to work, then you would go and talk to them about it, straight up with them, and say, hey. Like, I ain't trying to change you, but, you know, you gotta tighten up sometimes, that's not good.
Jay? I think your relationship, well, that quote is meaning, like, good relationships, they happen, they're not expected or planned, they just happen, sometimes just walk into it, you don't even know you're walking into it. Also, just pick me up what everybody else said. There's just like respect, you know, loyalty, and everything above. But basically, I feel like the quote is saying that it's just not planned. It's not something you expect to happen. Sometimes they're unexpected.
Okay. I like all of that. I think that all of y'all had some of the same condolences about how y'all feel about that quote. But I also think, Jay, you threw in a different pitch at the end by saying you the difference in how you see it versus how they saw it. And with that, it does give you a different perspective. The quote in general is definitely something that's basically saying that you do have to work at it, but it doesn't necessarily say how much you have to work at it, how hard you have to go. Because those are things that are unspoken. Those are not things that are gonna just tell you what you gotta do. You gotta focus on it as you go. And I think Shiloh said a very good point Well, he said there can be grievances that you can talk about, but you're not telling them how they need to change, but that it does bother you that they're a certain way. And I think a lot of times when people voice their concerns and their opinions about what bothers them as a whole, and it's not the fact that they're expecting you to change, but if you ignore their feelings, like, it's not completely about the fact that, oh, I just need you to change. I just need you to just drop being who you are and become a whole different person because I feel this type of way. And that's not exactly what it's saying. It's strictly saying that you have to give me the opportunity to be heard. My feelings should be observed. What do y'all think? Do y'all think that's true?
Yes, I do.
Do you all think that there's a way to express yourself without, without waiting until you get fed up? Do you guys address things when it bothers you, or do you wait until you fed up about it?
I guess to me, it depends on the situation.
Everybody said that.
Yeah, it depends on the situation. I mean, some stuff not worth just blowing up at.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
I said, most of the time, you probably shouldn't hold that junk back because you'll develop a resentment for that person. Mm-hmm. And they won't even know.
They won't even know.
Yeah. So it's better to get it out as soon as you feel it, or as soon as you've, reflected on how you feel, thought about it a little bit, come to that person with a good mindset on how you want to approach that conversation, despite whatever it is.
Or you can actually blow up.
And that's when you blow up.
It's a whole different time.
So, if it gets to the point, because you're going to get older and realize, I know as a young person, it's easy to get ooh, you make me mad, I'm going to snap. But as you get older, you start to realize, it ain't. If I snap out of control, it's going to get out of control. You know what I'm saying? And it's not really worth that. So, you do start to, and sometimes even as a young person, you see it, because there are opportunities where you feel like you know you can get enraged. You're using your self-control to hold back in situations where things are trying you, where people testing you, and you know how to hold yourself back. That's a real good idea of being able to be in control of yourself. So you know you can do it. So it just kind of depends on the situation. But when it comes to a love situation or a family situation, some of those things have you so upset until you lose thought of who you're dealing with sometimes. You know what I'm saying? And you have to remind yourself that's unhealthy. You got to get to that point as well. So we're going to talk about what's healthy and unhealthy. Y'all made some really good points on y'all videos, on y'all inserts that y'all sit in about what y'all felt was healthy and unhealthy. And I really think that I'm really jealous of the fact that that's y'all mindset at 20. Nico, how old are you? 21, 19, 18.
19.
19. I want to hear her talk. I ain't got you. I don't want to be jealous. You can tell me what has your. I mean,
You call me that?
No. So I feel like y'all idea of it is very, very mature for you guys' age or whatever, because that gives me a whole lot of intellect on what you guys are able to see, what you've seen, what you've not seen, what has given you the ability to discern and not discern what's healthy and unhealthy in your relationships. Because at 19 and 18, you know what I'm saying, I saw healthy relationships. But I think when I would answer that question, it would be a general broad term, what everybody's saying. You know what I'm saying? And you guys said some of what each other said, but you expounded upon it in your own ways and what you thought was healthy and unhealthy. I mean, what you thought was healthy or whatever. So we're going to get into the conversation. And the conversation says, what's healthy? And is you toxic or what? My nigga. So who in here feel like they've ever been in a toxic relationship? Jay, like, Jay, you had it without camera. Jay, don't do that to your mama, girl. So
I say I was labeled as the toxic one.
I have never been in a toxic relationship.
I see that way.
You felt like, I mean, somebody told you you was the toxic one?
Yeah, but I don't think that would be the case. I think that would be the case.
But we're going to find out why. Did they tell you why? Speak up. Jay, can you hear Pico?
They just said I
can't hear nobody actually, so everybody sound like a piece of trash.
No, no, no.
Speak up.
Speak up, y'all. If Jada can't hear y'all, we can't. That means the people in the audience probably can't hear y'all.
So they said I was like just nonchalant, but it wasn't really the case. It was just I wasn't getting worked up over this same stuff.
They wanted you to get worked up over. Yeah. So,
but
so
I guess
you not think that that's nonchalant.
I mean, no. I just feel like I just had like a better handle on the situation
than they did.
Okay, but what was you doing that they did differently though? Because just because you feel like it wasn't worked up, like to get worked up about, though, was that that person's feelings? Like, you know what I'm saying?
It was just stuff like stuff they was dealing with in their daily life, and then like reiterating it back to me and thinking like, oh, you should be mad too. And it's like, nah.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah.
That's okay. That's, you know, young people stuff, but that's a very key point because a lot of times, and the reason why I say young people stuff is because, you know, as you get older, you're not thinking about this type of stuff. That person also, well, you're not supposed to be. I won't say that you're not because there are some people that still have a lot of mental blocks of what should be allowed and what shouldn't be allowed in relationships. And the reason why I ask, did you not feel like it was nonchalant? Is because certain, like you said, they probably wanted you to be feeling how they felt. Somebody has to be the calm.
That's manipulative.
Somebody got to be the calm person in certain situations as to where we shouldn't be. If I don't see it that way, it doesn't mean that I'm not going to support you. But it also means that I don't see it that way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, everybody's not going to understand it that way. And it's easy for things to get, in the heat of the moment, for things to get translated differently between parties. So you do have to think about what the other person is going to think. And now, if you know, and this is another thing, when you know what you're dealing with and who you're dealing with, and they get worked up in certain situations that you wouldn't, that doesn't mean that you're supposed to just act like you don't care. You know what I'm saying? Because if they care, even if you don't care, showing them that you don't care means to them that you don't care about what they care about.
Yeah.
That's how certain people look at things. So like a lot of people take things in an emotional aspect versus with a logical aspect. Like a lot of times we might be like, logically that's dumb as fuck, but emotionally I get you. You know what I'm saying? So anybody else toxic?
Yes, I've been in a toxic
relationship. Yes, you have.
It was just more so a manipulative thing too. My first relationship, so they tried to play.
You got funny.
I said it was more of a manipulative thing too. It was my first relationship, so they tried to play me. So I just feel like, and when you're in your first relationship, you don't always know that things are bad. You just think it's normal because it's your first relationship, or you just don't think it's a problem because you want to be with that person. So I was just being manipulated into, like, if he'll cheat, I'll just think, oh, it's okay, I can do it again, he can do it again. Stuff like that, that's manipulative. I was tricked into buying things, stuff like that. It's very, it was a very toxic situation.
Mm. Okay, so anybody got any response to that?
What's funny, Greg, because you've been in a toxic relationship.
I was never in a toxic relationship before.
Sorry.
I have never been toxic, but that makes sense. I get that though. So that is true what E said, she said, she pointed out that normally in first relationships, you don't know really how to move, how to deal with everything. You don't know, you know, just the basic stuff of what's right and wrong, like cheating is wrong, you know, cheating on each other is wrong.
Cheating can make a relationship very toxic because the person,
very.
Not only will it make the person that you're cheating on, like he say, have resentment towards you, but the person that's cheating will also have resentment to the person that they're cheating on because either they don't want to be with them anymore or they want to be with them, but they want to continue to manipulate them and treat them how they want to, how they want to treat them. And the, or they just want to cheat because, you know, that's a cool thing to them. So,
yeah.
A lot of cheating can mess up a relationship.
And yeah,
it's toxic.
I agree.
I said I've almost been in a toxic relationship. Like, it only lasted for like 2 weeks. I'm not gonna lie.
So you was in a situation in a text.
That's like a
right. That's a situationship. Y'all just texting.
I'm saying, like, was it the talking stage or like before that, or when you made it official? That's when everything happened.
When I made it official.
Oh, so y'all actually in a relationship.
I expected certain things.
Did you expect her to let her real half?
Shallow, did you expect her to wear her real hair?
What now?
Did you expect her to wear her real hair?
Oh no, she was fine. It didn't matter to me like that. You know, I already told her about how I felt about, you know, hair and stuff like that. But you know, it's not really a problem like that. I'm not gonna like push you away just because you decide to wear a lace. It's fine with me.
Gotcha. Because I'm saying everybody's expectations is different. So
yeah, expectations.
That's one of his expectations. Like, he wants you to be true to who you are and true to being a black woman. So I was wondering, was that one of his expectations?
Nah, that wasn't an expectation. It was more, it's deeper than that. It was like, I basically wrote a whole thing in my notes. I was like, I appreciate you for these things, and I want us to be, you know, just, you know, strong and have a good relationship and things like that. And I sent it to her. And, you know, the thing that with me, I like to ignore signs. I like to ignore signs just because, yeah.
That's crazy. Just, why? Tell me why. You said
you not want to get hurt.
Wait a minute. You know, I'm about to help you. Okay. Because you may want to be with that person.
Even
so bad to the point where it does, some of the flaws that they have doesn't matter. It goes out the window.
Okay, yes. That's true. I just wanted to see if it was going to be the same reason and the same things that people say today.
That was the reason?
That was their reason. What's your reason why you ignore signs, Jen?
Oh, I don't ignore them.
Oh, okay. Thank you. What about you, Nico?
It's more of like a three-strike thing.
Yeah, I like it in my head.
Yeah, like, but the first time it may be an accident, and I'm gonna just be like.
So wait, let me ask y'all this.
Okay. What's the best in three strikes? I would have been out.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What's the three strikes thing? What is it? The three strikes with cheating? What's the three strikes? Like, what do y'all give three people a chance for? Like once they do it once, they're gonna do it again. So I'm listening.
That's very true, Jay.
That's right. I'm saying as far as signs of like certain behavior patterns that don't align with what I got going on. And so like it's just something where like it could be something simple like talking over me while I'm trying to explain something. Like it's like, okay, I think you do that a lot. I'll tell her or I'll tell them and I'll just be like, kind of cut people off. That's kind of rude. And then if it just keep happening, it's kind of like, all right,
you don't care.
I can't. I care.
No, I mean, no, they don't care. What I'm saying. They don't care that they keep doing it. So, but just because you peep it, are you expounding on it? Are you speaking on it?
The first time.
Okay. So, like Jada said, I get, because this is the thing with her. It sounds like she willing to, okay, if I don't like it, it's done.
Yeah, she's one and done.
For sure.
It's not a one and done situation with everything. Like he just gave you an example of one of those situations where it shouldn't be a one and done because you can tell a person what you feel and if they ignore it continuously, yes, then okay, we can be done. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, I understand that. But what I'm saying is even in some a situation as talking over, okay, I will get that. That'll be something, that'll be more, it wouldn't be a one and done situation, but it's something that's as a human being, as a person, just in general, you should know what you should be doing to me. So once you do it the first time, like that's ridiculous to me. So I probably will give you that second chance, but that second chance, that's it. Cause I've already warned you one. That's like your mama saying don't write on the wall. You still write on the wall. Like she didn't tell you not write on the wall. So I'm not going all the way to three or, like that's just how I feel.
But also you have to take into consideration.
Some people.
You gotta look at it like this too. You have to explain to them why. Like you said, if your mom said don't write on the wall, what's the first thing you gonna say? As a child, why, right? And she gonna say, cause I said so. And then you gonna turn around and write on the wall anyway, and you gonna get a whooping, and now you know, if I write on the wall, I'm gonna get a whooping. So it's just, you just gotta like.
Some parents will do the first time.
Yeah, like you just can't
put it down. So what Jada's saying is, I'm that parent that's gonna whoop your ass the first time. And then you gonna know the second time that it's not no second time. You gonna still get your or it might be worse.
Yeah.
And then you that parent that I'm gonna tell you about it. And then if you do it again after that, then
no, I'm gonna tell you and whoop you. It's all in one.
So it's a level. So Jada's saying that if I tell you how I feel at that time. You take that into consideration because the next is no next time.
Exactly.
They're saying that there's no next time. You're saying that you're allowed, you just did this. I'm telling you that this made me feel a certain type of way. If she does it again, I might overlook it. She does it again, I might overlook it. But the fourth time, I might be like, oh, hell no. I'm just saying, like,
have three strikes.
No, it's not a literal three strikes. It's just, I'm going to tell you the first time, and then if it happens again, it's going to be a different reaction. Like, I may not just be like.
So, what is your reaction?
Huh?
What is your reaction?
It might be, deuce, put you on ice, something.
So, it might not be just, oh, I'm going to tell you and ignore it. He probably just going to leave.
Okay, Nico, I get what you're saying. I see. You saying, like, the first time you tell them, like, excuse me, that you just saying, like, okay, I didn't told you this how I feel. Okay, you do it again. Then it's like, okay, you don't think I, you working your way out of it. Like, you working your way with, I'm getting, now I'm pushing away because I already told you twice. Oh, okay, so I mean, my reaction not going to be the same every single time. Okay, I think that's a better way to look at it than what you was explaining because your explaining wasn't. I just wasn't understanding because me as a person, if somebody do it once, they're going to do it again. And definitely if they do it a second time, they're going to do it again. So, yeah, so I understand what you're saying now.
Yeah, and then also, like, you got to take into consideration, like, if this is someone new that you really hanging out with and getting to know, like, you know, that's something they probably used to do. And they probably used to just being excited and talking over you or you know, just doing stuff, like, they operate different. So you gotta just kind of voice, like,
So what if they don't? Because what if it's things like their excitement, their joy, their over exaggeration of life, in your opinion, starts just annoys you? Is it because, you know, certain things can be that way? Like, is their excitement and exaggeration for life going to be something that is make you like they perfect everything else, but they just too happy all the damn time? How can you make that?
Right now, that's
it wouldn't be like emotional, like,
no,
it's just
because I know we all have levels of things that get to a point of annoyance, and me personally, because I know how to separate myself from things, like, I won't allow, like, your personality to bring me down. Like,
yeah.
I can't do that. But that doesn't mean I didn't have to grow into that. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't always that person who was accepting of everybody's personality.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot. Some people are a lot to take. And I don't know if I can be in a relationship with somebody who's a lot. So I'm saying, like, what does it get? When you're saying, so, okay, so let me, that's what's gonna go into the next segment of this. You scared me? Yeah, I'm not in a relationship with you, baby. As my daughter, as my child, though, you're absolutely a lot. But, and I believe you. But I don't have to deal with you in a relationship. So the question is, what if my relationship is unhealthy? And the reason why that is such a significant question is because a lot of people do not know that they're in an unhealthy relationship. They've seen these relationships in their life. They've seen them, people stay together, break apart, go get back together, all kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying? They've seen this with their own two eyes. So they may think that this level of toxicity doesn't make it unhealthy. It just makes them who they are. So, and I ask the question is, what if my relationship is unhealthy and I don't know? It's because you may be able to take a little bit more than another person. And they may think you deal with toxic, but you may think that what they're going through ain't nothing.
Yeah.
Just because of different circumstances, every relationship is totally different. I will say that. But I will say there are certain things that let you know that you are in an unhealthy relationship. And those are things that come with, like, the form of cheating, a whole lot of lying, disrespect. Disrespect is top key, top tier. One of the things that are going to let you know you're in a very, very unhealthy relationship. And the fact that so if a person is trying to control you, even if it's out of jealousy, and they do it because they constantly tell you that they do it because they love you, they're using their love as a manipulative tactic to take control of who you are. That's when you know it's unhealthy. So it's not going to always be, oh, it's certain things that I can just deal with, or certain things, because at certain points, those things you get tired of. You get to the point where I'm tired of calling every time I get over here. Oh, I'm tired of going through this. Oh, I'm tired of dealing with that. That's a lie. You have to do that with your parents. Now you are in a relationship having to report your every move. So... What do you all think about that? What do you all think are signs of an unhealthy red flag relationship?
Not enough communication. You know, just trying to reach out in the morning, in the noon, afternoon. You know, maybe get like two texts or something like that. That's not really like... And I get if you're busy...
Oh my God, you ain't that busy.
Y'all keep y'all phones in y'all hands.
You ain't that busy.
Yeah.
In a
when,
meal,
what
text,
time are you working?
A text literally takes 30 seconds. You take 30 seconds to say hello, good morning, you know, hope you slept well, seeing it. It don't take all that. So you could
even if it's something that is
a person that you love or communicate with a person that you love for like at least 30 seconds to a minute.
Or even if it's like
that's a red flag.
Yes.
So if it's a red flag to you, but then they come back to you and they tell you it was because of this or it was because of that.
That's your one and only chance right there.
Huh? What you say, Jay? What you say, Jay?
No, what I was saying was, like Erica said, even if it's a situation where you're going to be busy all day, guess what you could do? Text me and say, oh, I'm going to be busy all day. I will get back to you when I'm not busy no more. That's what people fail to realize. Well, you don't got to text somebody all the time. But if you're not going to do that, let that person know that, you know, I'm not going to be on my phone or this finna go down or I'm finna go on the meeting. Like, it's just stuff. It's the simple stuff. So, like you said, once that happened, they come back and they say, oh, well, I was doing this, I was doing that. That's your one and only chance right there. Once you do it again, I'm one and done.
But I understand, say if a person was busy, like, because I know I didn't have sales, I would be down in 10 back in like 5 hours.
Because you do that.
I didn't text back in like 5 hours. I'm doing hair. 9 times out of 10, you know I'm doing hair. I usually text back fast all the time. 9 times out of 10, if I didn't get back to you, you know, people have a million excuses in the world when they're not texting back. You're not going to keep telling me you're doing something every time I text
you. Yeah, you're not.
That's what you call BS. You know,
now, you're not going to be repetitive with me because all in my mind is I'm thinking you cheating. That's it.
No. So you thinking it's a cheat situation.
Man, come on. Let's all be real here. We humans.
Well, I'm not against your thought now. I'm just making sure. I'm just saying, I feel like. Okay. I've actually been at work and find out at the last minute I'm going to a training right when I'm walking down the hallway. Oh, Shep, grab your stuff. You're going to a training, but I forgot my phone. Now, that'll bother me because, for one, y'all know how I am about my phone when I got children. So I got to come up with a reason to go to the bathroom.
So when you come up with that reason, you go tell that person in the bathroom while you
want to. And that's fine, but I gotta get to the phone though. So it might be an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours before I even have the
opportunity. Oh no! Oh yeah, I'm coming to my phone.
No, it don't work like that. It don't work like that. It don't work like that in the real world all the time.
I
wouldn't
walk out the
phone. But see, I don't have my phone glued to my hip like that now, to where I don't have. I can't walk out without it. I wouldn't grab my notebook like my supervisor said, and I left my phone. 3 hours later, I come back. Oh my God. Not a world done burnt down. You know, so you.
Okay, but mom, that's completely understandable. But mom, that's completely understandable. That one time. Now, guess what?
It can't happen again, Jay.
Because you didn't already do it. Literally, you didn't already did it.
Like,
say that happened multiple times. That's a problem.
Okay, Nico just said something important. This is very vital because I've done this and people be ready to break up with you about stuff like this.
Like,
go ahead, Nico.
Like, I be having like off grid days where like I'm legit, like on a Saturday, it'll be a random Saturday. Like, I don't work all week. I didn't win it, kicked it, hung out with whomever. And it's just like, bro, I'm exhausted and I end up sleeping the whole day. Like, if I don't have anything to do Saturday or Sunday, I will legit sleep until Sunday.
That's ridiculous.
I don't.
Nico, and guess what you do? And guess what you do? Because my thing is, as a human, you knew you was going out.
Okay, Nico. So now let me go ahead and tell you this right now, as a full grown woman. When you get older, nobody cares. It's not about the fact that you're off grid, because we want you to be able to take your time off. But people are normally prepare their partners and people who are important in their life that they're taking that day off because
that's
what people are gonna do. Worry. So as a mature adult, you take the opportunity to tell people you having one of those off-grid days. Perfectly fine. So as long as you do that, if people got a problem with that, then oh fucking
well. I don't know people. I couldn't be with you because I don't play like that.
Oh, well then that's your problem. Everybody got, but that's her problem. So if you dealing with somebody who say you can't take an off-grid day, well then you have to let this person know right now. Not even to not sleep. I just don't want to be bothered today. I'm thinking about me today. I'm having
eventually a real relationship. Eventually, this person may move in with you. So, what you gonna tell them when they move in?
Oh, I
have
a meeting.
You think
I'm
like, I can't go into no hotel?
Without being bothered, but you
then
go
to
the hotel.
Well,
you want to cheat.
I can't leave my house unless you gonna bother me. If I decide that I just want to have a whole day to chill, because one thing about me, I'm gonna respect that of you. I don't have no problem with that. I don't have no problem without going a whole day without having someone that I love in my life because they're gonna be there tomorrow. Why would I not?
And if they're not, so I'm supposed to spend every waking moment with them because I'm thinking about them dying tomorrow? I'm telling you right now, that don't make no sense. That
what?
You tell me.
What a
bitch. You don't
like
oh,
how are you going to tell me?
Fake sleep. 24 hours.
You know I'm not sleeping. That's one thing I'm never going to be doing all day. I don't even sleep past 8 o'clock in the morning. So that's not even a problem for me. But Shelby does have an opportunity to go out.
You can have your opportunity to have your day.
Yes, I can. Y'all grown, baby.
But what
no, but my
is,
thing is,
even as a
my
girl,
whole 18 years of life, she never took a Shelby day. I always bothered her. One time, that thing. Every time I got to the summer.
But my thing is,
for the summer. Every summer break, every Christmas break was Shelby days. What do you mean?
But let me, I just saying this. That's the point I said.
Why y'all think people can live without y'all? Okay, go ahead, Jay.
But like I said, that's completely okay to have your day. But why are you having your day in a hotel room? What are you doing?
I said, that's just because I might want to leave the city or something. Now, if rather than the same city, I wouldn't do that because I don't waste money. But I wouldn't. But Erica OP is saying that that's cheating to even leave your house.
If it's not, if
to leave your house to have
your day.
In a hotel.
If it's signs of repetitive hotel bookings, you're cheating. So wait, I just got a question.
That's why y'all don't have understanding relationships. That's the thing.
I'm very understanding, but I'm not leaving my house. Well, you can have that. You leave the house then, and don't come back.
Okay, Nico and Shiloh. So if y'all girls say,
you're gonna open the door, you're gonna see me laid out on the bed, knocked out. That's that. Like,
so what's the point of that?
Nico sleep for 2 days. I can believe
Nico sleep for a long time. I could believe that. Jenna, okay, next point. Are y'all ready?
Okay.
Wait a minute, what's the point?
This just, I don't know. This
okay.
A lot for me.
Signs that you're dealing with a health.
What's that?
Nico, you just clapped your hand?
Oh, shit. That's good.
So, listen, signs that you are in a healthy relationship. Let's get into that. We already talked about what's unhealthy.
Well,
how much more? You said bad communication. Erica, what's enough? Give me one.
Let me think. When you just always lying.
No, we said lying.
Okay.
Yeah, we said lying.
Okay, never mind. We're going
to No, we said lying, cheating, disrespect, bad communication. Nico.
It's different forms of disrespect and relationship.
But disrespect is disrespect.
What are you talking about? unhealthy relationships.
I didn't get one.
That's why I'm coming to here. No, it's other stuff. Being lying, cheating, bad communication, manipulation, being nonchalant, not caring about a person's feelings. It's other things. It's certain things that you said, some of the things that bother you.
I feel like a relationship could also be no dates or nothing. Like, we just...
Getting too comfortable.
Like, you got this girl. Now you... Or you got this boy, and now you just stop trying after that because you got them. So you mean
that's
to
just
going to be a sex and then done. Never fun. That's very unhealthy to me. A person will get bored. So a person will feel like you...
Also, I feel like an unhealthy relationship is you like stuck in the same place. Like you see the same person when I met you. Like you're not going to elevate.
No growth.
Yeah, no growth. You got to do something.
So, okay, that's a key point. So, expound.
When she said growth, meaning you probably, when we first started dating, you probably was, you know, managing at McDonald's or whatever the tech may be. We down 5 years later, you ain't still found no other job.
Yeah. That's a problem. Yeah, you for sure. Or for example.
There's no room, no limitation. You see yourself for the next 30 years in your life working at McDonald's as a manager. I cannot beat you.
Or for example.
You don't have no youth goals. You don't see nothing brighter in the ride.
What if they end up becoming the general?
Or not example, like.
If you can make it to the manager, you can show them like to the GM. So guess what? You can make it to the supervisor in there. You need to make it out.
So what if they become the owner of the store?
That's awesome. The owner of the store? That's awesome.
Yeah.
But if you mean to tell me 5 years later, the only thing you probably did was move up a step higher and got a 1.1% increase on your raise.
Yeah, okay, that's a problem.
We got to
invite you. Okay.
Okay, and I
no growth. No growth, no elevation.
Or for example,
put in bad. Go ahead, Jay.
I said, I met you when we was, 20 or whatever, 21, and you got an apartment. You telling me at 54 you still at that same apartment? Where your house?
At 54?
No, at 34. At 35, you not working to build a house. Like
that's
something.
That's 30 something years. Yeah, that's a lot. So yes, that is an issue.
Or even it could be 20, 25, 34. You not elevated to build the house or do nothing.
Right.
Okay, it ain't gonna got to go on the screen unless you put it on the highlight. So all right, so those are signs of unhealthy relationships. I do think that unhealthy relationships goes a little bit further because you got to think about people's morality. You have to think about things that you all believe. You got to think about people's beliefs, their cultures. You have to think about if you can live within that, because I have seen where there was a Muslim and a Christian and they've been married 35 years. They've been able to manage that. It's a lot. So you got to be able to discern how much you can deal with, how much you can't deal with out of the fact that you love someone. And if those things will not harness you from having a good strategic relationship. Okay. So healthy relationships. How do you know you're in a healthy relationship? Do you all listen to each other without hollering?
Yes.
Yes.
That's a form of a healthy relationship.
Well, is everybody in a relationship?
No, you don't have to be in a relationship to know what is expected of a healthy relationship. Do you treat each other like friends just as well as someone you love?
Uh-huh.
But do you do it?
Uh-huh.
What do you mean friends?
Because you're supposed to be in a healthy relationship. If you're a partner-wise, you're supposed to be their friend just as well as their partner. If you're dealing with a family member, it's different. So
oh, yeah.
I said
idealistically.
Idealistically.
Yeah,
that's
like to
treat them like you, they're your best friend, and that you can talk to them about anything. You should start to practice those kind of things with that kind of, if you want to be in a relationship with people, because you can't just, just hold everything, because that's not healthy, especially when you're with somebody and they want to know what's going on with you.
That's right. You definitely have to start now with seeing how people are going to react with you practicing healthy relationship tactics. Because what's really important is knowing that what you believe in is being exemplified in the relationship that you are in. If you're not seeing any of the things that represent you, are you really in a relationship that is of you? Or are you just in something that you're just dealing with? You're just passing the time with? Because what's the purpose of saying, okay, just I got somebody? You know how hard it is to get those years? Well, you know, you can't. It is absolutely no way you're going to be able to get that time back that you just wasted over here, knowing good as well that you had no business being with this person.
Good as well.
No time.
Without.
So don't even start there. You know what I'm saying? Is just don't even start it. If you know that you are walking into red flag city, turn around. Don't even walk into something that you know that's going to be disastrous. It's almost like, I'm choosing to walk into this flame. I wasn't just accidentally thrown in here. This person gave me sign after sign after sign after sign. And I just walked into this damn flame. This is my fault. That type of accountability is real impossible with some people. Another sign that you are in a healthy relationship, are you okay with telling the person that you're with that you're proud of them, that you see them wanting to be great? There's no enviousness, no jealousy in that.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Because that signs of healthy relationships, healthy friendships, all of that, like, you can't have no real genuine bond if you sit around thinking, oh, I wish that bitch would just fall.
Oh, wow.
Really?
People do that. People will literally sit in your face and snake you out. And then be internally wishing bad stuff happened to you. Are you genuinely kind to the person who you are in a relationship with?
Sometimes. Depends on what you do to me. Depends on my mood.
That was so aggressive.
Oh, wow.
What
did
that deserve?
It just depends on you. So however you feel is going to be determined on how you going to be kind to somebody that they ain't did nothing to you.
What if I've already expressed to you that I'm already upset and you come with that, that crap? You get what I'm saying? Now I have to.
What if you just off top?
No, never. If anything, I'll just tend to be quiet and just wait till I'm in the mood. But if you come at me and I've already expressed that I'm not in the mood, you still come at me, now I'm going to go off of you. Now you're going to think something's wrong with me. You get what I'm saying? Because I'm going to go off.
It was kind of scary.
Yeah, like you broken down,
and
I was like,
bro, I'm bad. Like, if you say something to me now, and you ain't did nothing to me, but I'm a snap.
Yeah, Erica always got to break her stuff down.
She got to, because she just came so strong. Trust is a major key component in whether or not you're in a healthy or unhealthy relationship. We're gonna get ready to wrap this up in a second because I know we gotta go. But we wanna go into trust last because trust, we just was talking about this when we said, are you guys okay with spending time apart? And it's like it just went bananas in here. And I'm sitting here thinking to myself, I've never wanted to spend every waking moment with someone. Even if I'm not saying that I wouldn't want to, but I'm saying that in the case of it's not possible. You
the way you guys flipped out was like, I gotta have you in my eyesight every minute. No, you gotta live too. They gotta do things without you.
No, correct. I totally agree. But what you made it seem as if
I can have a day.
You can have a day and you're going to a hotel.
I can do that too.
To go to a hotel.
Me.
That's Mom,
it ain't just me. I'm just using that as an example.
That's just fishing to me, though.
But the point is, that don't mean you want to cheat.
That's fishing to me, though.
What's the issue?
That's fishing to me. You mean that you're not going to let that happen to you,
Shyla?
That you're taking a day in a hotel. You
need to talk to me. Baby, you need to
go to the
bank.
That's
fishing. The hotel room is crazy.
What he said?
Oh my God, y'all are insane.
What did he say?
Man, you better feel the pancake.
You know what's funny about that is
what did he say?
That response out of y'all because y'all, this is the response I would have given at y'all age. Hey,
man, I'm not giving that.
That's, but we don't, I would hope that by the time that something, if something like this ever happened in your life where your partner just decided he wanted to go and have a day to himself, and it bothered
you. He won't be at the hotel, or he won't be with me.
I don't care. Oh my God, you can't even get a hotel. Okay.
Do you think that someone could build that amount of trust up?
That is big ass. Okay, but
I would not be able to build that amount of trust up, y'all.
I have all the trust in the world. I'm not trusting you going to the hotel for no day. That's big ass.
It's me and Jay.
That's you and Jay both on that. You don't talk to me for a day in the same house.
We gotta talk the hotel situation. I'm pulling up. Okay.
Not to be next. You don't want to talk.
But why? That's not talking to me. Why? Why is that true?
Why? You gonna have you to cook?
But why? But why? Why is spending a day away from somebody going to cause a whole situation in your relationship?
Because I think you like, what's up? You don't like me no more.
About because my at the end of the day, you being at a hotel
that's
all
saying,
day
right?
Is insane.
If the thing is that if people want to cheat, they're gonna cheat. You should think that's because I go get a hotel room that I want to cheat. All I want to do, and I might go and get and it might be one of those spa hotels where I want to go and get me a
also. Oh, now you're cheating the girl that you with.
That's what I'm talking about. But after that, besides, I'm going to want to go right
Mom, you at a spa hotel?
I just want y'all to know that you got a lot of growth to do, and I want everybody to know that that should not you that are tuning in.
So
it
should not
be a variance of trust.
So you said you at a spa hotel?
No.
Okay. Now I'm thinking you treating the girl that's there with you.
Oh my goodness. No. Okay. So next. Real quick, before we jump up out of here, we've heard all of our young people go into real in-depth detail as to why they'll either trust you or not trust you, love you or not love you, believe you or not believe you, have the healthy version versus the unhealthy version in their relationships. Now we're going to go around. We're going to start with Jada. And I want them to tell you their, as they stated earlier on our promo video for the show, if they're currently dealing with a healthy relationship. And I want this to be a really eye-opening moment because we did go through some details about what's healthy and what's not. So tell you got to go through, oh, this is why I've been dealing with a healthy relationship. But you can say what makes your relationship healthy, just one thing, if you're in one. If you're not in one, tell me why you're not in a healthy, not in a relationship that's healthy, because it may be, have been from something that was unhealthy. So if that's the case, say that. So we're going to go around and we're going to go from Jada, and then we're going to go to Shiloh.
What was the question again real quick?
If you're in a healthy relationship, tell us why. If you're not in a healthy relationship, tell us what the unhealthy thing was that caused it not to be a relationship. Got it? All right. Jada, Shiloh, Erica, Nepa. Let's go, Jay.
Yes, I am in a healthy relationship. What makes it healthy is the communication. We always go on dates. Like it don't stop just because we met each other. But also, I'm still early in my relationship, so we still trying to make sure it stay healthy.
You know, she hyped up a little bit. Okay, good. I like that. That's a good thing.
What Erica said, because mine ain't nothing hyped up a little bit.
Just nothing.
Because I'm in a rolling chair.
Oh. Thank you. Go ahead,
Shadow. I say the reason I'm in a healthy relationship is because I don't voice my grievances enough, or the most recent situation, I might have voiced my grievances too hard, or they just didn't. I was like pretty persistent about it because like it's something you need to
do. Focus on.
Yeah. Take care of yourself, and if somebody just didn't work out because they didn't acknowledge, there wasn't much acknowledgement going on. A lot of if that person doesn't like acknowledge what you're saying, then you know that's already not healthy, and you know, see the signs right there.
Okay, Erica.
Yes, I'm in a healthy relationship.
Why?
Because I want it.
That makes it healthy.
Yes.
That's not
healthy. You have to have a dominant person in your relationship to keep everything up to speed. And you know that's just something I do. Communication, trust, you know. everything.
Girl, you're a joke.
I say no, cause
wait.
I'm still fresh and I'm still learning.
So is it average?
Yeah, it's in between. Like,
okay.
Who's to say?
It's not completely. Quay said you run what? That's what I had thought. I'm gonna have to put that one on the screen because I want to understand why you feel like you run something. I do. I would like to know the answer.
Well, you messy.
Nico, so
you messy, man.
So you're like in a Jada situation where it's still fresh, so you're still learning each other.
Wait a minute. Nico's still trying to know what help, like how to work it. No, I know exactly what it is.
Say that again.
I said you said Nico said it's still like in the middle because he's still trying to, he's still learning. What a healthy relationship is, ain't that
no? He said he's still learning what's going on with them. They're still learning.
Oh, see, that's not me. That's not me.
Okay, all right. Well, okay. So, Nico, what y'all are in the beginning stages, right? Okay. So, Nico said that there's a balance between it's average right now because there's no really determination whether it's healthy or unhealthy right now because he's still learning who he's dealing with. Is what he said. So, with all that being
y'all
said,
it depends. Like I said, it depends on me, man. The day
and the, so right. That. So to me, honestly, it sounds like it's not completely healthy if it's dependent.
Yeah, it just it depends. It depends.
It sounds like it's not completely healthy if it depends on how you feel for the day.
No, it's just not me. I'm telling you, it's just not me. It can get ugly though.
Oh wow.
Okay.
Oh well.
This girl here, I don't really want to deal with you for the rest of the day. So y'all,
it can get ugly
now. Today, we appreciated the youth gave y'all such a logical breakdown of what they feel is healthy is unhealthy, but they also told us whether or not they're dealing with certain healthy things or unhealthy things. And the premise in that is accountability. They know what's going on. They're not afraid to admit that everything that's going on is happening. And I appreciate the accountability and the acknowledgement of that. We do have a lot of growth to do in each other when it comes to why they accept or wouldn't accept certain things. And that will be another show. But for right now,
I will say that I appreciate you guys for giving such honest opinions and being very discerning with your lives and not being afraid to put it on display, because being on here and putting, because this is going, people see this all over the world and they get to be like, ooh, they stupid, or ooh, I don't like that, or ooh, but a lot of people are dealing with and going through a lot of the same things that y'all are going through as you, that, and they're not expressing themselves about it. So thank y'all for coming to give y'all opinion on this. And to me, honestly, nobody really sounded like they're in such a toxic relationship or a toxic situation, because I would have told you. So, all right, there's that. But thank y'all for tuning in. We appreciate y'all. Thank y'all so much. Team, we'll see y'all in another month, right?
Yes.
In May. Until then, y'all be easy, be breezy. Peace.
Peace.
Bye, Jay.
Bye.